This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Court documents revealed Wednesday the white Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on the neck of a handcuffed black man who later died will now be charged with second-degree murder. A charge of second-degree murder does not suggest premeditation, but carries stiffer penalties. The documents also show the three other officers have been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. In a statement, the man's family described news of the new charges as a, quote, bittersweet moment. The May 25th death of George Floyd, who had been accused of trying to buy cigarettes with a counterfeit bill, has ignited more than a week of sometimes violent protests across the United States and in major cities around the world. The 46-year-old African-American died after police officer Derek Chauvin held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for almost 9 minutes. Wednesday, former U.S. President Barack Obama urged every American mayor to review and reform their police department's use of force policies in consultation with their communities. The country's first black president also struck a note of optimism, even as he acknowledged the despair and anger powering the protest since Floyd's death 9 days ago, saying, quote, "In some ways, as tragic as these last few weeks have been, as difficult and scary and uncertain as they've been, they've also been an incredible opportunity for people to be awakened to some of these underlying trends," end quote. Mr. Obama made the comments via live stream from his Chicago home. Wednesday, former Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis issued a stinging rebuke of his former boss, Donald Trump, accusing the U.S. president of trying to, quote, divide America and failing to provide, quote, mature leadership as the country reels from days of protest. Mattis, who resigned in December 2018 over Mr. Trump's ordering of a full troop withdrawal from Syria. This is VOA News. Washington, D.C.'s National Guard is investigating the use of a helicopter as a show of force against protesters near the White House Monday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
One of the D.C. Guard's helicopters, normally designated for medical evacuations, hovered low enough to create deafening noise and spray protesters with a rotor wash. The Guard's commander says he's ordered an investigation. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says there are a lot of questions to answer.
What orders were they given or not given? Was there a safety issue involved, right, with an aircraft hovering that low?
The administration's made an effort to show force here in Washington. President Trump's floated the idea of using active duty troops to stop violent protests. Esper says he's against that. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday, Washington ordered the suspension of all flights by Chinese airlines into and out of the United States after Beijing failed to allow American carriers to resume services to China. The U.S. action takes effect June 16th, but could be implemented sooner if President Trump orders it. The move adds to a growing set of tension points between the world's two biggest economies in the aftermath of the coronavirus crisis. More than 1.8 million people in the United States are infected with COVID-19, the hardest hit country in the world, and there have been more than 107,000 deaths there. Worldwide, nearly 6.4 million people have been infected, and more than 382,000 of them have died. Germany is headed for the worst recession in its post-war history. To that end, Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country will plunge $146 billion into a stimulus package to kickstart an economy severely hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Under the wide-ranging measures outlined in a 15-page document, value-added tax will be temporarily slashed. Families will receive almost $340 for each child, while those who purchase electric cars will see a government rebate doubled to $6,740. A former president of United Auto Workers faces up to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty Wednesday to embezzling more than $1 million in union funds and evading taxes. Gary Jones admitted to one count of conspiring to embezzle dues money and conspiring to use a facility of interstate commerce to aid racketeering. The NBA is finalizing details of a plan which is expected to be approved by the league's Board of Governors Thursday, paving the way for a return from the coronavirus shutdown. ESPN reported the board is poised to give the green light to Commissioner Adam Silver's return of basketball, which would begin July 31st with a 22-team format and end in mid-October with a champion being crowned. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
R&B.